All right, good morning. I don't know if you guys heard it, but we're recording the sessions now. We started on last week. You should have received the link if you're a member of Lizzie Chapel. If you want to receive a link, why don't you call the church office and leave us your cell phone number, and we'll make sure that you'll also receive the recording if you care to rehear it or to share it. Brother Don Bruner has an announcement he wants to make. So, Brother Don, if you want to star six so to unmute, then go ahead and make your announcement.
Everyone.
Morning.
I just want to inform everyone that today began the National Week of Prayer for the Healing of AIDS. So if you guys could make a note of that and, you know, send out a prayer or something or reach out to someone that you know that's living with HIV or AIDS. Thanks, Pastor.
All right. Thank you, Don. And one other announcement I want to announce before we get started is a very special week for us. This is Sister Patricia, Dr. Patricia Tony's birthday week. I know I can't hear you, but I'll say happy birthday, Sister Tony, or when we end the session, make sure you tell her happy birthday. All right, all right. Yeah, she's been around here a few days. I ain't going to say how many, but they've all been good days to me. All right, let's begin. Story told of a young boy who was always in trouble in school. So when the parents of a middle school boy received another call to come in and meet the teacher and the principal, they knew, they thought, what to expect. The teacher sat down with the boy's father and said, "Thanks for coming. I wanted to hear what you have to say. I want you to hear what I have to say." The father crossed his arms and waited, thinking about how he could defend his son. The teacher proceeded to go down a list of 10 positive affirmations of a middle school troublemaker. 1, they are creative. 2, they can be entertaining. 3, often they are leaders. 4, they think for themselves. 5, they are not easily swayed away from their opinions. 6, they want to be understood. 7, if understood, they will be loyal friends. 8, they're not bad. They need to be affirmed. 9, they need to be listened to, for they have something to say. And 10, their behavior is a way they protect themselves from being hurt. And when she finished, the father said, "Is that all? Let me hear the bad things." "No, sir, that's it. That's all I wanted to say." That night when the father got home, he repeated the conversation to his son. And not surprisingly, almost overnight, the troublemaker's attitude and behavior changed dramatically, all because a teacher looked past the negatives. Do you know how we can begin to change the problems of our youth? Instead of responding negatively to the bad and questionable things they do, let's try responding with positive words. This works not only for youth, but also with adults with bad attitudes. Try affirming your children or your grandchildren instead of highlighting their problems. The last thing they need from us is for someone who should be a nurturer, highlighting and affirming those negative feelings that all people have about themselves. And if you're that person who constantly focuses on the negative things people do, stop it. And if you're a grandparent, you have children you have children who are their parents, who constantly scream or fuss at their children, you make it your personal business to highlight the positive things about your grandchildren. Don't wait until they do something good, for there is something good about all of us. Find it and tell them. That's what it means. That's what the Bible means when it says, "Raise your children up in the way they should go." That's how we help them to discover the good things about themselves. our tendency in dealing with difficult adults is to not say anything. But you know, it's time to start using our words to heal people's hearts and soul. I think the greatest weapon we have against sin is our words. I don't think we realize as children of God the power of our words. The world and all that God created began, listen, with words. And if we are created to be image bearers of God, our words are just as powerful. God spoke positive words of life into chaos, and from chaos, God created a world of ordered life. And that's how we should use our words. Our words can have the same impact on individuals and communities. We have the power to speak order into someone's chaotic and disordered life when we speak life-affirming words. Proverbs 15:4 says, "Gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit." Proverbs 18:4 says, "A person's words can be life-giving, can be life-giving water. Words of true wisdom are as refreshing as a bubbling brook." Proverbs 18:20 says, "Words satisfy the soul as words satisfy the soul as food satisfies the stomach. The right words on a person's lips can bring satisfaction." Proverbs 25:18. Somebody mute their mic, please. Thank you. Proverbs 25:18 says, "Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow." I want you this week, my sisters and brothers, to do something. I want you to make it your business to speak something positive into someone. I know it's easy to go negative, but I want you to find that good thing in someone and speak that positive. Just don't say anything nice to them. Find something good, really good, and speak to them words that give life. They give hope. You may look, you may have to look for it. When you find it, speak it. Or if you take the time to listen, that's exactly what Christ, our advocate, does. Let's pray. Someone needs to mute their mic if you can. Thank you. Our Father and our God, our Savior and our King, thank you for this day, the power and beauty that this day brings to us. We thank you for life. We thank you, God, for the ability to move forward in this day to a future that you have provided. Pray for our sick. Pray for those who are burdened. We pray, oh God, for those who are struggling, trying to find answers to life. We pray, God, that in some way we can be used to use our words, your words, to assist others in finding hope and strength. Give us words that communicate life and hope, that gives future vision and pure hearts. Give us words that lifts up bowed down heads, words that give direction, words that open doors, words, O God, that brings an aura of your spirit and grace into our rooms, to our lives, that whoever we see and speak with, whoever we touch, whoever we are in the presence of, that our spirits might touch theirs and experience you. We thank you for today. We thank you for what you have already done for us. And we pause in the early morning hours to give you praise. Yes, you rose early Sunday morning, and we rise early this Monday morning to celebrate you and ask your blessings for us this day, this week, the rest of our lives. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, unmute your mics and wish Patricia Tony a very happy birthday week.
Happy birthday, Miss Tony.
Happy birthday, Miss Tony.
Happy birthday. Love you all.
Be blessed.
Love you. Michael. I'm McGee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest. Thank you.